The Associated Press and Cox Media Group reached out to several federal agencies and found that there's no systemic way of tracking crossing guard injuries and fatalities. School crossing guard protection remains a patchwork of state and local policies, with no national standards or reporting methods for keeping track of when such workers are hurt on the job. In Layton, Utah, crossing guard Stephen Wynn was killed while working his post. In Wynn's case, the woman was detained at the scene. Jennifer Wynn is his daughter.
She was free to go about her day. In fact, she is contesting that there is no reason her driver's license should have been suspended, as if killing someone isn't enough of a reason to have your driver's license suspended.
Reporters from the AP and Cox compiled data from police reports. The data shows more than 220 guards were injured on the job over the last 10 years. More than three dozen were fatal. For more on the story about crossing guards, visit apnews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this DermaNew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.